After years of setbacks in California legislature, Alexandra's law is introduced again to target fentanyl dealers. After his bill to admonish fentanyl dealers was killed by the Senate's Public Safety Committee last year, Democratic Senator Thomas J. Umberg is reworking an existing bill to reintroduce the measure. "Fentanyl is not going away, and neither am I," Mr. Umberg said in a January 17 press release reintroducing the measure. "We can't let this issue go. I can't face any more parents grieving their lost daughters and sons without doing everything we can to stop this fentanyl poisoning." Using the so-called gut and amend process, Senate Bill 21, which previously focused on remote proceedings for government meetings, was rewritten by Mr. Umberg to warn convicted fentanyl dealers that if their future actions lead to death, they could be charged with murder. The wording takes after the Watson advisement given to those convicted of DUI, warning that future occurrences that cause death can result in murder charges. Known as Alexandra's Law after Alexandra Capilotto, a 20-year-old who died in 2019 after consuming a counterfeit pharmaceutical pill containing five times the lethal dose of fentanyl, the measure was previously introduced by Mr. Umberg as Senate Bill 44. Fellow Democratic colleagues on the Senate Public Safety Committee rejected the proposal twice in 2023, saying it would potentially impact more people than intended and leave them with permanent risk of murder charges. Former Senator Melissa Melendez, a Republican, also introduced similar legislation in 2021, which was twice killed by the same Public Safety Committee. Seeking to find common ground with some opposed to the measure, the new proposal includes additional language about drug treatment for offenders. "We heard the concerns and objections of the few members of the Senate Public Safety Committee, took numerous amendments, and continued to work on this proposal year," Mr. Umberg said in the press release. As the prior version of SB 21, regarding remote proceedings for government meetings, cleared the Senate in May, under legislative rules the newly worded measure will avoid the Public Safety Committee entirely and will next be heard by the Assembly Appropriations Committee on a date yet undetermined. The bill would then proceed to the Assembly floor, and if passed, head back to the Senate for consideration by the 40-member body. Carrying bipartisan support, Mr. Umberg's prior bill on the issue included more than half of the Senate as co-authors and sponsors. With ever-growing concern in both houses and public opinion off the charts demanding a legislative response to our fentanyl epidemic, I am confident that we're poised for success in 2024, Mr. Umberg said in the press release. "I also believe that beginning this measure in the Assembly this year will allow for a different set of discussions with open minds." The proposal's previous path through the legislature proved controversial, with family members and loved ones of those lost to fentanyl overdose attending hearings and calling in to voice their support. Several expressed anger and frustration last year at the Public Safety Committee's lack of action. "It's unbelievable what they're doing in there," Mr. Capilotto told the Epoch Times after the bill was killed in April 2023. "It's disgusting." With a new path for the bill, he said he is hopeful that lawmakers will recognize the intent of the proposal and the need to act soon. "Alexandra's Law is a common-sense approach which doesn't aim to charge murder, it aims to save lives," Mr. Capilotto said in Mr. Umberg's press release. "We want to prevent a drug dealer from becoming a death dealer." Noting the severity of the overdose crisis, approximately 106,661 died nationwide of drug overdose in the 12-month period ending July 2023. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the senator said time is of the essence. "We can't wait for another 25,000 Californians to die from this poisoning epidemic," Mr. Umberg said. "We simply must use every tool possible to address this crisis: prevention, education, treatment, and stopping repeat drug dealers who poison our kids." A Republican co-author of his 2023 attempt agrees. "While we have laws on the books for outreach and educational awareness, we also must hold bad actors who supply illicit fentanyl to our teens accountable," Senator Rosilacy Ochoa Bo told the Epoch Times by email January 22. I'll work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to ensure a safe and healthy community for our families and teens. Supporters, including San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria, say the law is needed to protect public safety. Enough is enough, Mr. Gloria said in the same press release. I'm proud to stand with Senator Umberg and the families of victims to reintroduce this important legislation that sends a clear message to dealers that they will face serious consequences if they continue to peddle this deadly poison in our communities.